we're mixing real conversation with a recipe that's close to my heart. While we prepare one of my signature dishes, we're diving in into entrepreneurship, leadership, and what it really means to conquer in a business and in life. So I'm happy to be here with you today, sharing an amazing dish, but most of all, sharing about an amazing woman. Her name is Janae Hosman, real estate professional, entrepreneur, guest, and so much more. Today we're here with Janae Hosman. Thank you for being here with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much. She's a Texas-based real estate professional and entrepreneur who has built her business through resilience, discipline, and vision. Janae understands the realities behind success, and today we're talking about their journey behind the wins. So I'm happy to have you, and I really want you to stay and watch the whole segment. Identity, resilience, and redefining success. When people hear your name, they see success. What don't they see, Janae?
Well, they don't see all the hours that I have spent taking classes, going to school, all the late nights up working, and some of the times that I've doubted myself or, you know, been a little nervous or felt like I needed to quit because I wasn't good enough.
I truly understand where you're coming from, because I've actually also spent a lot of hours and years with myself. But I know that I've known you for a very long time, and I know the potential. I know the amazing human being you are as an entrepreneur, as a professional in the real estate. But most of all, you have this amazing heart of caring for others. You put yourself in their own shoes. And I know that. I've seen it. I've lived it very closely. So what was the hardest season of your career, and how close were you to quitting?
So anyone who's been in real estate for a while knows there's a lot of ups and downs throughout the years, and which means there's been several times that were difficult. But I would say the most challenging time was during COVID. There was so many buyers out there and so few houses. There was very short on inventory. That what that meant was, for every one of my buyers, as soon as a house, you know, hit the market, I had to drop whatever I was doing with my family, and we had to go see that. And then we had to work on getting an offer put in. Also had to talk to my buyers about having to give more than what the house was actually for. And we would joke about having to, you know, give a dog and give your firstborn, because it was cutthroat. It was, you know, you were fighting to get a home. On the flip side of that, the other side, even on the selling side, it was difficult. When I would have homes listed during that time, there were so many people that would be contacting me. One time I was on the phone answering questions about one of my listings. I got off and I had 3 voicemails and 4 texts to answer more people that were just coming in. So it was just exhausting, even though I had a lot of sales, you know, made a lot of money. That's not what it's all about. I was tired and ready to give in. I just needed some rest.
Yes, it sounds like you were extremely overwhelmed. And sometimes you even probably feel frustrated because there's so much, but it's just one person that's taking care of all these calls and all these needs. And other people that look at you, they probably say, oh, it was easy. But actually, it's a big sacrifice, it sounds like.
For sure, it is.
So what does conquering mean to you, not just professionally, but also personally?
So to me, when I'm conquering, it means I'm winning. I'm not going to give up when times are rough or when they're tough. Also, our family has a little bit different dynamic. So as you know, our daughters were born very prematurely, and they're 23, but they live at home and they have, you know, some disabilities, so they need extra help. So for me personally, conquering is not only taking care of my clients and having all the answers and walking them through everything that they're going through, but at the same time, making time for my husband, our marriage and relationship, and also for my kids, taking them to appointments and making sure that I spend time with them and know that they're, you know, loved and desired too.
There's no question. I've already met your girls, and in my eyes, I find them that they're perfectly fine. They're amazing. They're beautiful girls, very down to earth. And I could tell that you've been very much involved, as well as your husband, in their upbringing.
Yes.
And it's, I know it's been challenging at times because, as what you said, there are disabilities. But honestly, who's perfect? I bring it to that extent. Who's perfect? Only the Lord is perfect. Only our Daddy God is. And He always sees us perfect, even though we know that we are not. So those girls, I find them amazing. They're beautiful. They have a lot to offer.
They do.
And I believe that they're going to get better as time goes by.
God's got a plan for them, right?
He sure does. Yeah. So what belief had to die for you to grow into the leader you are today?
So I initially thought I needed to know everything and to be perfect at everything. And after a while, I realized, one, I'm never going to know everything. And so when I'm surrounded by a group of people that are on my team and help me, that's when I can really serve my clients. And the other part of that is no one's perfect, as you just said, only our Heavenly Father is. And so I had to learn to know that it's okay to mess up from time to time, right? Make mistakes. As long as we admit those mistakes and learn from them, we become better. So
yes, I definitely agree, because as I said previously, no one is perfect. Mm-hmm. And as you said, there's so much to learn. As long as we're willing to recognize the mistakes and grow and move on, and they don't continue to be, you know, a cycle that's being repeated constantly. Right. But I definitely have seen so many amazing values in you, and also in the business industry, that are just amazing. And I really cannot wait to come to the next segment and ask more about that, because personally, I've got to work with you one-on-one with your qualities as a real estate agent, but you have just so more than that. There's so more to offer that I've seen, that the care that you have. We both have another friend in common. His name is Fran. He talks wonders of you. He loves you. He cares. He's seen your heart. And he mentions that when he's been here, he says, you know what, when it comes to Janae, I'm more than happy to go wherever I have to go and do a repair or do some work. That girl is special. That girl has an amazing heart. And I'm like, I definitely know that. I've got to see that. And it's wonderful to hear those kind of comments from other people, because I've actually experienced the same with you. But to hear it from someone else, you know, it's just amazing, because I'm like, that's perfect, because now it's not me the one that feels that way. So many other people have those amazing, positive comments about you. So I know you are talented in everything you do. I know you have just so much to offer your clients. And we want to make sure that if someone is interested in going in and looking into a property or finding the way to find the right real estate agent, that you all, which I will be sharing in a little bit when we get back, the fact of reaching out to Janae Hosman, and we will have that information there handy, because if she actually has overly blessed me, and she knows what I'm talking about with a property, with a rental, that the following year it went double. I want the same thing for you all that are listening today, for you all to connect with the right realtor that loves you so dearly, that will go the extra mile, because that's what makes the difference. But I also want you to be blessed in that area, to be connected with her directly, having her information, having where to contact her, because I believe that it's all about the heart and about caring for our neighbor. So I cannot wait to come back on the next episode and share a little bit more of this amazing lady with you today. Thank you. Make decisions when the pressure is high and the outcome is uncertain?
Well, I absolutely go to my Heavenly Father and first and foremost pray and ask God to give me peace and guidance and direction. And I also sometimes talk to my husband or get other wise counsel as well, from whether it's friends or people other that I work with as well.
Yes, most definitely. We always need that one-on-one or that other person that we know we could rely on. And in my case, and I know I just heard it from you as well, going to the source, and my source is the Lord. That is my main person. My daddy God, I call him, Papito Dios, who I always want to go and ask him for a guidance. Because as you know, we're broken. And he's the one that puts us all together. So what's one mistake that taught you the most and cost you the most?
So early on in my career, I thought I was just helping people. When I would go in, I went on a couple listing presentations and I figured I'm the professional. I knew what I was talking about. My heart was to help people make more money. And so a couple times I went in and just kind of came in and said, okay, well, we need to do this, this, and this to your home. And unfortunately, they got offended and they thought I just was, you know, making them feel like their house wasn't very nice, which my heart was just to say, hey, people in this area, they like it current, move-in ready, you know. So I had to learn over time how to season that with grace, right? And someone that's a little older and actually a past client of mine, you know, taught me about a compliment sandwich. And she's like, you've got to give compliments and then, you know, give some areas that need some work, compliment it again. And so I feel like over time I've gotten a lot more graceful and hopefully I'm not hurting anybody's feelings. And hopefully I'm still being honest with them, but helping them to, you know, get to their goals and dreams. So.
What I hear from you is the fact that you are willing to be teachable, that you're willing, you know, to receive other people's, you know, a word or advice or comments on you or what you're doing right or you're not, or you could grow. And I've always seen that in you, that you're always willing to receive people's counsel or the areas of growth for you. And I think that that's fantastic. I really do.
Thank you.
So what nearly broke your business and how did you recover?
Honestly, I would say by the grace of God, there hasn't really been anything that's nearly broken my business. There's been difficult times, as I mentioned, but really the Lord has just built a foundation for me, always guided me to the right people to help my business grow and overcome challenges. So for that, I'm very grateful.
You know what I find in you that you, I don't think that's the case, that you've always been very frugal, you know, very careful on how much you spend and how you manage your budgets, because I've seen it very closely, because that's how I see you. You know, I've gotten to see where you live, a very beautiful house that you've actually went and you remodeled it. Mm-hmm. And you've done so many wonderful things. You're talented in that area.
Thank you. Talk us a
little bit about that, because I know as we've known each other throughout the years, you've gotten to go and take these amazing classes of how to go and see this house, you know, and I guess it's 3D, or share a little bit more about that, because I know that you're so talented. You've taken classes to go and work and change and arrange a home, which now your house, I mean, it was always beautiful, but you come and done a little extra and it's just amazing.
Well, I've always had a passion and a heart for, you know, designing and decorating. And early on, again, in my career, when I met Randy and he got me into the business, he learned that about me. And soon in the beginning, I started helping people get their homes ready and remodel them. Because like I said, in the Frisco area, people want move-in ready. You know, they want it current and trendy, and they will pay more for something like that than a home that is outdated. And over the years, I have helped so many people remodel and, you know, make quite a bit of money. And the Lord opened the door for us. We were looking to buy a home during COVID, which again was not a fun time to buy because homes were going anywhere from $20,000 to $200,000 over, you know, the asking price. Well, I had a contractor that I had worked with. We had remodeled some homes and he called and told me about this house that was off market. And he didn't really tell me much about it, but it was off market and if I wanted an opportunity. Anyway, went and saw the house, nearly gagged because it was disgusting. The cleaners threw a bunch of stuff out because they said it wasn't even worthy of keeping and cleaning the refrigerators and things like that. That's how bad it was. But over time, we just knew it was a long plan, you know, not short term, that we were able to buy the house. started little by little, remodeling certain rooms, ripped out the whole kitchen because it was so gross after we moved, after we took the keys over and my husband looked, he was like, we can't keep this kitchen. And it was a nice home. Unfortunately, it wasn't taken care of and maintained. So over time, we have definitely turned it around. As you know, Nathan's an appraiser. So we, it's important to make sure whenever you're remodeling that you're putting in the right, the right items, that either they're appropriate right to the price of the home, so you don't overdo it or underdo it. And it's been a blessing. And since then, I actually, started, it's been 3 years now that Jeanette and I started J Square Designs. And so people actually hire us to help them remodel their homes. We just finished two projects of clients that I helped buy, and then they needed homes remodeled. One was for the mother and one was for a young couple. So
yes. And I have a personal question, and it's a very maybe off. I don't know. I've seen a lot of realtors that are out and about, but I don't know if they didn't get the right training or they're just not equipped, or why they're not able to be as successful. But then at the same time, they don't seem to know the areas of growth, financially, where those areas are around the Dallas DFW area. Why does that happen, Janae? I would like to know a little more about that.
Well, real estate is hard, and that's why they say nearly 75% of agents get out of real estate within the first 2 years of getting licensed. To get your license, you have to, take all these tests and everything, but it doesn't prepare you on the real world and how to run a business and help people. Again, I can just say it's a God story that it's not just about making money. It is how I pay my bills. So I appreciate the business and referrals. But like I said, Randy McCracken, he brought me into the business. The Lord connected us. He brought me in. He had been in real estate his entire career. So over 50 years he was in it. He passed away a few years ago, but he was my mentor, my teacher. We were a team. And God just has continued to line people up. And I'm just very grateful. And like you said, I do my best to try and learn and continue to, educate. And then I believe that some of it's just strengths and passion too, that God and talents that God's given me and enabled me to be successful. I'm just very humbled and grateful for that.
Yes. And I think that you're actually fulfilling that purpose that God has over your life. I think that that's the plan that he's had in your life. And I also know that there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to listen, and they're going to be curious and want to become a real estate agent. What would you advise them? What would you tell them? Because you just said something that's a little maybe scary, or not. People might want to say, I'd rather just stay home. I might not want to do that. It might not be my fit. What would you tell them?
I have people actually that reach out to me quite a bit. I would say on a monthly basis, sometimes more than one person will reach out and say, I'm thinking about getting my license. I want to just be real and transparent with them and let them know that it is extremely difficult. You're probably going to spend a lot of money before you start making money. I think with these real estate shows, a lot of times people just think, oh, I just get out here, make some videos, maybe dress a certain way, and I'm going to get a ton of business. And that's not how it works. So definitely, prepare them for a lot of long nights, long hours. They feel that, well, I'm going to get in real estate because I just want to make my own schedule. Well, guess what? I work on everybody else's timeline for the most part. I mean, from the appraiser, the buyer, the seller, the listing agent, the buyer's agent, like you have so many people that you're helping to accommodate and work around that you can almost forget, the fact that you don't go in and just make your own hours. You have to be available. And as I've got doctors that I help, and I've had couple different sets of married doctors. And so they work different hours, and to try and figure out a time, right, that they're both available. Sometimes it's late at night. Sometimes I try to take Sundays off, but I'll rearrange when I need to and take, shift a different day off. So I just tell them that, they better be in it for the long run, not to be in to make a quick buck, because that's not how it works.
It seems like you're very flexible and definitely very trustworthy. and you're willing to go that extra mile to make sure that you meet your customers' needs. Mm-hmm. And that's the experience that I had with you, that you were willing to meet my needs. And you came up with all these questions. So what is it that you're willing to give in, Annalie, or to just say it's not that important? Or what are the things that you're looking for? That's what I noticed of you. Very different from other people, real estate, that they just want to sell, just to sell. Instead of caring enough to go and say, what are the things that really matter to you, Annalie? And you asked me, and I will never forget, you said, how many bedrooms? Is it a one-story? Is it a two-story? How many restrooms? How do you see your home? Does it have to have fireplaces, no fireplaces? Does it have to have a staircase? Is there something there that you're willing to let go of the backyard? Which I ended up with that rental, giving up, yes, the staircase, which I will never forget. I'm like, okay, but I got everything else that
I
wanted.
You got one, but it wasn't rounded.
It wasn't round, and I'm like... I wanted everything to be curvy or round or a very different shape, not just ordinary, just not a little square that go. And it was just, okay, we got it. And I remember you saying, there has to be one thing that you're willing to give up because we might not get everything. And you were very right. I understood. I said, okay, well, this I cannot let go. This I just cannot give up. This. But then eventually I said, okay, yes, we got it. But you were very exact. Very determined, very willing, even going to the negotiations of what about the sales? What about the last price? Is there something that you're going to be giving to my customer so she could take? Is there some additional discounts or incentives? And I remember even till now that, and I'm like, you go with another because I had the experience of others before. And it became even personal because there were also friends, which I shared that with you. And they were upset. Why not me? I needed the money. I needed. But I said, I'm going to have to do what's best for me. I'm going to. And it's not personal. I still love you as a friend. But I'm going to go with the best of the best because I know that. And I'm not saying you're not the best of the best. I'm saying what's best for me.
The right fit.
The right fit for me. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if it wasn't the right fit, I was going to end up getting hurt at the end of the day with that purchase. Later, I was going to end up losing money because it happens a lot. If that real estate person, agent, realtor doesn't know what they're doing, what happens is that not only you lose the money, the time, the energy, but even a relationship of a friendship. Like in my case, I was going to lose a relationship. And I ended up losing the relationship because it became personal, which it shouldn't have been. Yeah. So I really hope you all stay for the next segment because we will be cooking, baking, doing these wonderful things. But most of all, making sure that we put that special ingredient, and that ingredient is love and bringing us all together, taking care of our neighbors. So please stay here and don't miss this next episode as I continue chatting here with Janae Hossman. Thank you. And I will show you a special recipe that is from me. I actually came up with the recipe, and we're about to prepare this amazing fruit salad that I came up with myself. So let's go. Hey, let's get started.
Okay.
These are the ingredients that we will be using to make this delicious fruit salad, Janae, that I came up with one day. And I said, why don't we actually have it topped up with Cool Whip, which I have right here. You could use one or two of those plastic containers that they sell, you know, at the store, and some coconut. And I definitely always like to have a special brand. And I'm not going to talk about brands because it seems like we're not allowed to. But as long as it's soft, the softer the better, which I know you know what brand I'm talking about. And apples. making sure you chop them very thinly, small pieces, some bananas as well. And you put everything here, which I will be doing right now as we're going. I'm gonna add some coconut, which it does help a lot with flavors and all. I'm gonna add some bananas, a couple of bananas here. They're already chopped up. So you could actually have everything chopped up even a day before and put it in some containers sealed up. Then I'm gonna add some apples to the mix.
Looks good.
It is pretty good. And then you bring the, what is that? It's actually sweet condensed milk that we call it. And I definitely always love to have some Mexican brands. It's just about flavor. It's just about the finished product. And I definitely, and you put as much as you want. I did actually have this recipe with exact measuring amounts that you could actually use as you're preparing this. But there's people that like to have their fruit salad a little sweeter. You could go and adjust it, or maybe not as sweet. If you're, there's people that are diabetic that they prefer not to, and I definitely understand. So you add some pineapple. And if you don't mind, if I could have some strawberries, yes. Thank you. So we're going to add all this, and it does make a perfect, perfect, perfect flavor, which before we were actually recording, I had to have some of these amazing people that are here working behind the cameras try it, and they seem to love it. So, and a very special friend, just as you, that is here visiting, and she's also getting prepared because she also wants to be on the show. So I'm very excited of this opportunity. And so I mix everything very thoroughly, and it comes out really, really good because of the Cool Whip. The Cool Whip gives it a very special flavor and consistency, as well as I call it la lechera. And it's not gonna be a problem, but because this is a bilingual program. So it's a lechera, and it's a sweet condense, but in Spanish, that's how we call it. So we mix everything.
Smells very delicious.
It does, because it's fresh fruit, and it's very very fresh. And you could add more if you want of the fruit, even though the recipe says a certain amount of. You could actually change it. You could actually add a little more, even of the sweet condensed that's la lechera, or you might want to add a little more coconut if you're a coconut fan or a strawberry fan. For me, it's always been the berries. As a little girl, it's always been strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, you name it. So the more fruit, the better for me. But I actually cannot wait for us to try it. I actually have another one already prepared in the fridge that's cold. So with that said, we're going to go in and try it because it will be fabulous. So you can prepare it for a gathering. You could prepare it for family background pool activities, or maybe for a neighbor, or to take to church. I don't know. It's up to you. But always remember, as I've said before previously, that special ingredient needs to be there. That is love, kindness, and most of all, being consistent with sharing this with those special loved ones that you have. And it's never too late to learn a new recipe. So with that said, I hope you try it. And I cannot wait for you to tell me how special it was, or if there's something else that you enjoyed, if you changed a little bit the recipe. But anyway, I'll wait for you on the next segment. Thank you. Wait to try this amazing fruit salad with one of my special, special, you love it friend. Her name is Janae Hosman, and I want her to try it and tell me what she thinks, how she feels about it, about the flavors, the texture, and all. And I will try a little bit of it too. Let's see, Janae, what you are thinking.
That is delicious.
You do like it?
I love how cold it is and the flavors, the crunch of the apple. This is really good.
It is really good.
Yes.
Yes. And you all will probably never think or even imagine. It just came out of a thin air, I would say. Just one ordinary day, I said, well, how can I put this salad together? And I started chopping up what I love, as I said, strawberries, blackberries, berries, coconut, pineapple. And there I went on and on and on and on. And the first thing I'm like, what else can I add to it? And like I just said, love. So I said, let me put a little bit of lechera. Let me add a little bit of Cool Whip. And then I put it in the freezer and it came out this amazing fruit salad that everyone is always asking me, could you share the recipe? Could you tell me, where did you get this recipe at? And you're more than welcome to continue trying it because I
know.
I
don't want to waste it, so I'll finish it for you.
Okay. But I definitely invite you to try it. And if you don't like it, I think you are going to like it. But you can always go and feel free to play with recipes, add a little bit more of your own flair, of your own fruits that you like. Maybe you like mangoes. Maybe you like, I don't know, papaya. I don't know. I don't like papaya, by the way. But if you like other fruits, this recipe will work very well with it because of the Cool Whip. I will always advise you to get the best quality of products, of brands when it comes with playing with recipes, because it will make a big difference on the end of that recipe. When you're done with it, you're going to see the difference. So try to do that and play with a recipe and have fun. Thank you so much for being here with me on this episode, and most of all for having this amazing lady with us today, Janae Hosman. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you all.